tonight we are here to deal with the spell of delay and disfavor. I'm so very sure that you didn't come here to play. You came so that you can meet with God, not with man. And anytime you meet with God, there is a transformation that happens to your life. Anytime there is an encounter with God, there is a change, there is a footprint in your life. Then even a madman can smell it. There will be an aura that will be upon you. And I pray tonight that as you live here today, you will not return the same. Come on, can I hear that amen louder? In Psalm 119 verse 60, the Bible says, I hasten and do not delay. Every delay in your lives, on this exalted altar, I command that delay to be broken. That chain over your life be broken. Speed be released upon you. Come on, I say speed be released upon you. In the name of Jesus. To keep the command. I want you to know tonight that when your life is not moving according to the plans of God or according to what God have showed you, it's a sign that there is a spell of delay in your life. And you know, when there is delay in your life, favor is far from you. Until you break the chains of delay in your life, you can never have access to favor. And tonight, quickly, before I leave here, what is delay? All of us know that delay is hold up. Delay is lateness. It's a spell of lateness. When you are supposed to arrive, when you are supposed to be on point, when you are not at the standard of God for your life. So, quickly, I want to let you know that there are three personalities responsible for delay. Know with me that delay is from the pit of hell. Know that Satan is responsible for delay. But there are times tonight, I want to open your eyes to understand with me that there are three personalities that are responsible for delay. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 6. Is anybody on the system, please? And the 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 6. Paradagaski. And our adversary also provoked her son for to make her free, because the Lord has chopped our womb. So, number one personality that is responsible for delay is God. Was it the devil that shot her womb? Answer me. Was it the devil that shot her womb? The Bible said, and God shot the womb of Anna. You remember at this time, Penina, the Bible said, year to year, day to day, she kept provoking her. She kept making mockery of Hannah. And that was not the reason the Lord shut her womb. You see, anytime God delays a man, it means there is a place God wants to put you to. If you read down, you discover that she had a child. The child that the Lord gave to her was more than the children of Peninnah. You see, Shema. Anytime God delays you, it means there is something supernatural. There is something marvelous that God wants to bring out of your life. At times you begin to pray against God. You don't need to pray against God. Your understanding should go to know whether it is God responsible for it. For Hannah, it was God. It was not the devil. So, the first personality responsible for delay is God. Number two, I wanted us to make it far. And when God delays, we must trust Him by submitting our agendas to Him. What do I mean by that? When God delays, you must submit your agenda to Him. In Romans chapter 15, from verse 25 to 29, Romans chapter 15, from verse 25 to 29, the Bible gave us a narration of a man called Paul. He told us, he said, "But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saint." Go ahead. "For he had pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It had pleased them verily, and their debtors they are, for in the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things. Their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into this pain." And verse 29, "And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ." Now, that is the agenda of Paul. That was his intention. And then the Bible says, he was arrested. If somebody have an agenda, you should know that God's agenda supersedes your agenda. So for Paul, he has made his plan. Having the plan for God, he said, "This is where I want to go. This is what I want to do." And Paul's agenda in Romans chapter 15 verse 20. Give me verse 20. His mindset was to reach the place where the name of Jesus was not mentioned. Verse 20, please. 20. "Yes, so I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation." This is Paul speaking. His agenda is to go to places where churches has not been planted. You know, our evangelism today is to give an invitation to somebody to leave his church to come to your church. But the agenda of Paul was different. He said, "I want to go to a place where no foundation has been laid." That was his agenda. And the Bible says he was arrested. So that is why I said to us that when God delays, we must trust Him by submitting our agenda to Him. The agenda for when he was arrested in that prison, the first thing he did was to submit his agenda to God's will. Number two, when God delays, we must trust Him to accomplish His will through us by His power. Anytime you know that God is the foundation of that delay, you must trust Him to accomplish His will, not your will. Anytime. In Romans chapter 15, verse 27. The will of God for Paul was different from Paul's will. What was the will of Paul? To take the message of Christ to where foundation has not been laid, where the name of Christ has not been mentioned. But the plans of God for Paul was different from what Paul has planned to do. So many of us, there are things you have planned and you wrote it down in your jotter and said, "This year 2022, this is what I want to do." And at the end of everything, the more you try, the more you fail. Is it not time to sit down and begin to look at it? Is it God that is making me to fail in this agenda? Is it God? So But you must trust him to accomplish his will through us by his power, not by your power. In Acts chapter 23, verse 11. Acts 23, verse 11. And the night following the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." See, any revelation that God gives you is a demand in disguise. The Lord appeared to him in the night, and he stood by him and he said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me." The question is, can God be bold to tell you and say, "You have testified of me"? Can he be bold? He said, "So must thou bear witness also at Rome." That was the plan of God, God's agenda for Paul. But you know, God did not tell him that there are going to be 40 people that will say, "We will not eat until Paul dies." God didn't tell him that. What God told him, he said, "You will bear witness also at Rome." You see, every revelation will not come with details. It won't come with full details. God will tell you something, and as you begin to follow, you begin to see so many things that will come out. He didn't tell Paul that, "Paul, there are 40 people that are planning, and they have said they will not eat until you die." He didn't tell Paul so. All he told Paul is, "Bear witness also at Rome." And it was that room he was in prison. He never told him. The Lord didn't tell him about the false accusations that will be brought against him. He only told him, he said, "You will bear witness in Rome." The Lord did not tell him he will be in prison for 2 years. You know, in trying to fulfill this assignment, he was in prison for 2 years. Paul's agenda was different from God's agenda. And if God must fulfill his purpose in your life, he must have to delay your own agenda to fulfill his own agenda. Have you observed? Anytime you try to go to school, you have right jam for about 4 times, nothing is coming out. At times, it's not Satan that is fighting you. You try to go into a relationship, 2 times, 3 times, the relationship fails. The reason is because God don't want you to end up in the wrong hand. For Hannah, the Bible said, God shut her womb. If there will be anything in your life that God needs to shut for the glory of God and the will of God to manifest, I pray this morning, may it come to pass. Come on, say that amen louder. Amen. Number 3, when God delays, we must trust in him, not in our circumstances. In Acts chapter 24, verse 23 to verse 28. When Paul was brought to Felix, he came to a point that maybe it's because of this man that God wanted me to be in prison. In the midst, he was having a mindset that Kai, Felix will help me. But it never happened. It never happened. What am I trying to say? In every delay in your life, in every circumstances in your life, don't look at the circumstances. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, in all this, Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, in all this the Bible said, and Paul rejoiced. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. A man who was delayed, a man who was in prison for 2 years, a man that plotted to
for killing. A man that false accusations were laid on him. What he did not do, they say you did it. So, what am I saying in essence? If it is God that is responsible for the delay in your life, what you must do is to rejoice. You can't bind God. You can't bind him. So, number two personality that is responsible for delay. If 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 17 to 18, Paul was speaking, he said, I have tried to come to visit you, but he says what? He says Satan hindered me. Give me verse 18. He said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hindered me. So Satan is responsible for delay. Satan hindered Paul. He has a mindset to visit the people. Every time he plans to do many things, but yet Satan, the Bible says, give space. Give no space to the devil. Because if you give him space, he will hinder. That he told us on Thursday that what Satan fights for is territory. He's looking for a space. The moment he have access to the space in your life, he begins to hinder you. So Satan hindered Paul. Genesis chapter 15 from verse 1 to 6. I want to show us something. From verse 1, please. And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the stepward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto them, so shall thy seed be. And verse 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Now, God spoke to a man called Abraham. God told him, he was complaining to God. He said, I have no time. And for now, we have made up our mind. Let Eliezer be the heir of all that I have. And God said, no, I will give you a child. And the Bible says he believed. Now, here where comes my problem. Give me Genesis chapter 16, verse 1. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bear him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Verse 2. And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Now, who was the person that God spoke to? Now, if God speaks to you and you are trusting for a child, and God speaks to you, won't you discuss with your wife? I am so sure that Abraham discussed it with Sarah. And the next verse, what Sarah could say to Abraham, he said, now that God has shut my womb, was it not God that told him that you give him a child? He You see, one of our problems that causes delay is ourselves.
Somebody that God spoke to in verse 15, I'm sure he discussed it with the wife. But in verse 16, chapter 16, verse 1 to 2, he now came up to tell Abraham. He said, now that God has shut my womb, the question is, who told her that God has shut her womb? You know, in the case of Hannah, God, it was recorded that her womb was shut by God. Do you know, for that act of what they did, it took them 25 years to have a child.
So some of us that are here, the reason why you are in that delay is because you are the one that causes the delay.
The reason you are looking for money and money is not entering your hand is because your heart, your agenda is different from God's agenda. So it took them 25 years to have the child.
The Bible says, who is it that saith a thing and cometh to pass if the Lord commanded it not?
So we are sure that anytime God speaks, the result, the reality will be unveiled. So it was so very clear to us that you can be responsible of the delay in your life. I pray for you this morning. Every delay that you have used your hand to accumulate, I pray that mercy speak this morning. Come on. I said, I pray mercy speak this morning. As I try to close, what does delay produce? What does it produce? In 2 Samuel chapter 20 from verse 4 to 5. Then said the king to Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days and be thou here present. And verse 5. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried. That tarried means he delayed longer than the set time which had appointed him. You see, anytime you see delay in your life, what it produces is premature death. If you read down, Amasa was killed. The reason, because he was given a certain limit time. That go, you are given 3 days. Tarry not. But he left that delay. I don't know what delayed him. I'm here to pray for you this morning. Whatever has delayed you, it will not lead you to premature death. Mercy will speak for you. I said, mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. If you come to verse 10, he was killed. He died. Why? Because he was delayed. Delay hastens people to death. Why are people doing Yahoo? It's because delay has been found in their life. And because of that, they venture into Yahoo. And at the end of everything, they die. Delay. What does delay produce? Is number two. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and from verse 6 to 7. It's a story of a woman we know, Hannah. And the Bible says, and her adversary also provoked her son, for to make her fit, because the Lord has shut her. Now, what does that mean? Give me verse 7. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept. Bible said she wept. You see, one of the things that delay produces is mockery. It invites mockery. My Emma, you don't know.
happen in your life, your name will be cancelled. That is a mockery. That is a mockery. That is a mockery. For Hannah, the Bible said Peninnah kept mocking her, and she kept crying. Delay. May the Lord deliver us from delay. Your father could not build a house. And then it comes to your own turn to build, becomes a problem. It's a sign that there is a mockery at your door. A mockery at your door. A mockery at your door. You see, if you read further, the Bible says, and did not eat. You see, whatever has not taken food from your mouth, no pain you. If you can sit comfortably to eat morning, afternoon, evening, at times 10 p.m., you stand up to eat, it means the thing has not touched you. For some of us, who will not pray, who will not sing, if you can't break the limit of that day, break it for your children. What makes someone to cry? You think it's an easy thing? The Bible says year to year. Year to year. To some of us, we are comfortable. To some of us, your father is feeding you. They are paying your school fees. You know, there is a time that will come. Apostle Cornelius told us. He said, we don't know yet. Some of you say, sit down, major name. Sit down and watch. Chikoki Olaimu Pite. That is when you want to be serious with God. Or when there is a fight. That is when you want to stand up and begin to pray. No. So, delay produces, it invites mockery. Number three. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 5. Matthew 25, verse 5. Why the bridegroom tarried, the slumber and sleep. That tarried, I told you, is delay. Why the bridegroom delayed the slumber? Now, what does delay produce? It produces weariness. Weariness. Yajewolada. Delayed. You see, there are things you have been praying for. There are things you have been crying for. Yet you did not see the result. There is a point, Colada. There is a point that you will be wearied. There is a time. Number 4, Exodus 32 verse 1. As I try to close. Exodus 32 verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for him, this Moses. Now Moses become this Moses. The man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. Slavery, because he delayed, they now turn. You see, what delay produces is it produces negligence. That is neglect. Negligence. Anytime delay is found in your life, there are calibers of people who will not do things with you. For Moses, they said, this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, the testimony of what Moses did was in their mouth. But yet they told Aaron, say, now I want you to make us a god. What will bring us out of this place? For this man, we don't know his whereabout. Why? Because he was delayed. May God hasten your footsteps. I said, may God hasten our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Number 5, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, from verse 8 to 10. First Samuel chapter 13, from verse 8. And he tarried 7 days, according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. Verse 9. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. Now, that was the beginning of Saul being rejected. You see, one of the things produces is that it makes you to be faster than the voice of God. It makes you to be faster than the voice of God. To Saul, Samuel told him and said, for this, wait for me. He said, don't make the sacrifice yourself. He said, wait till I come. The Bible said, the moment he finished the sacrifice, Samuel came. The reason why he was faster than the voice of God was because Samuel was delayed. I pray for you this morning, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whatever is delayed in your life comes to an end this morning. Some of us are sleeping already. Stand to your feet. Stand with me. You saw what delay produces. Some of us can look at our life vividly and you will discover that so many things being mentioned this morning are showing up in your life already. Some of you are doing so many things and you know that you are faster than the voice of God. It means your legs are faster than the voice of God. And I want us to pray. Delay is not something to live with. But don't forget that God's delay. Don't forget that Satan delays a man. And don't forget that you yourself delay yourself.